Thank you, Al. We certainly do need your prayers, of course, and greeting you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I guess before I forget it, I should say my beloved wife sends her thanks for the many prayers that she knows has to be offered. And she feels God's help along the way. So she thanks you for those prayers. Thank you very much. I guess because of the circumstances and the things that we see on the news, there are some things that in our normal lives as we go along, you can't avoid realizing. And the decisions that we make, the attitude that we have, are influenced by all of these things. With this in mind, I guess I've run into some people that feel like that no matter what happens, that we are not supposed to stand up against violence with violence, if that's the right way to say it. And so I guess I feel like I need to talk about that a little this morning. Our church has taken a stand, and I forget just what year I'm remembering, that we are opposed to war. And that's a good stand. But being opposed does not absolve us sometimes from being involved. Because these are two different things. Our forefathers, as they formulated the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, told us that this type of government could not survive without people, even the majority of people, having an attachment to God and a religion. And of course, we have seen the pressure to remove God's name and His standards from all public places. But I would remind you that even though I'll bring now the similitude of the things that the children of Israel ran into in Egypt, that without this type of government, there will eventually become an oppression to anything that would involve God and His standards. And they even got to the place where they could not pray aloud and be caught at it. But that didn't stop them from praying in their heart, and we don't dare do that. People find fault with the system. We want to remember, and I would like to tell you that the system is okay. The people who administer the system we're having problems with. And so we need to realize that our prayers and our determination to stand for what's right are vital to the survival of our way of life. I guess first I'll read to you from the 22nd chapter of Luke, a short reading. Because I've heard that the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the God of this land, is a God of love. And that's quite true. But I think that sometimes the people forget that love sometimes has a tough side. And we in our nation are realizing there is a great need for that sometimes. But the application of that is where we run into problems. What I'm going to read to you here, I'll start the 35th verse of the 22nd chapter of Luke. Jesus talking. And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And he's talking about the time that he sent his disciples forth to preach the gospel. And he sent them forth without purse or scrip. And he asked them, did you lack anything when you did that? And they said, nothing. Then he said unto them, but now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough. What do you suppose he expected them to do with that sword? Now I'm going to read a prophecy from 3 Nephi in the 9th chapter. Now I'll begin at verse 98 on page 663. Therefore it shall come to pass that whosoever shall not believe in my words, which am Jesus Christ, which the Father shall cause him to bring forth unto the Gentiles, and shall give unto him power that he shall bring them forth unto the Gentiles, it shall be done even as Moses said, they shall be cut off from among my people, which are of the covenant. And my people, which are a remnant of Jacob, shall be among the Gentiles, yea, in the midst of them as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of sheep, who if he go through, doth tread down and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver. And it goes on into some more explanation of things. But brothers and sisters, the decisions that we make are sometimes longer lasting than we think. And I've had people say, well, you know, all the things that you go through, you just forget that. Well, I guess the problem that I have with that, and maybe this is just me, but the things that you have done, that you have had happened to you, I haven't forgotten. Maybe the Lord thought I needed a kind of breaking in when I left to go to service. And yes, for some reason I have forgotten my Army serial number. The only thing I remember about it had an RA in front of it. But the number's gone. But this I do remember. We left to go to basic training on a train. Got down here in central Missouri. I don't remember the name of the little town. It was what they called a whistle stop, an unregulated crossing. A train hit a car. It had four girls in it. And I guess the thing I remember, I can still hear that mother when she got there crying, "Oh no, not my Barbara." And then the sights of the mutilated bodies of her sisters. One of the little girls, I suppose it was about 100 yards. This little dirty girl, dirt from head to toe, came up out of a cornfield and started walking up along the side of the track. She was probably about 11 years old, I suppose. She had been in that car, and she was the only one that wasn't seriously injured. I guess it makes me realize that there is not a way in this world that there is any safety for us, except when God watches over us. So what I'd like to do this morning, and one of the things, is to ask you in your prayers to recognize and believe that, like, for instance, the thing that we promise in the prayer that we say over the sacrament as we take the sacrament is to always remember Him and keep His commandments, that His Spirit will be with us. And there is not a time. And sometimes I wonder who is the safest, our soldiers that we have sent to Iraq or the people living in Kansas City. Because I watched the news here within the last 4 or 5 days, and there have been 4 or 5 people who have been killed. Seems like it's been done in a random way for no specific purpose. But this all happens, brothers and sisters, because of people that have lost their faith in God. They've left it behind, lost it somewhere. It's like a dear brother of mine told me, and he spent 3.5 years in a prison camp. And many of you here may not remember the term turncoat, but he was in prison with the turncoats of Korea. And he said the separating factor that made it so the one would be a turncoat and the other not was if this man had a faith in God that would support him in that situation. So this is the prayer we need to be making for our beloved brothers and sisters as they go in harm's way. Because there is nowhere that they can get or be sent that God cannot be with them, that He cannot watch over them, that He cannot protect them. Now I'd like to read you a story. It's found in the 12th chapter of Alma. It's about a man. And you know, Jesus tells us that we need to pray for our enemies. This is about a man that not only prayed for his enemies, he went to their country, among them, to help them see the truth of God. And in going there, he became a servant of their king. And his name was Ammon. I'll begin reading. Well, I think I'll back up to 82. And it came to pass when Ammon had made ready the horses and chariots of the king and his servants, he went in unto the king, and he saw the countenance of the king was changed. Therefore he was about to return out of his presence. One of the king's servants said unto him, Rabbana, which is being interpreted, powerful or great king, considering their kings to be powerful. And thus he said unto him, Rabbana, the king desireth thee to stay. And I might point out the fact that this man had a sword, and he defended himself and his fellow servants against some people that were trying to drive their flocks away because it was the king's flocks that they were taking to water. And other servants earlier, because this has happened to them and they returned without them, they were slain because they lost them. Therefore Ammon turned himself unto the king and saith unto him, What wilt thou that I should do for thee, O king? And the king answered him not for the space of an hour, according to their time, for he knew not what he should say unto him. And it came to pass that Ammon saith unto him again, What desirest thou of me? But the king answered him not. And it came to pass that Ammon, being filled with the Spirit of God, therefore he perceived the thoughts of the king, and he saith unto him, Is it because thou hast heard that I defended thy servants and thy flocks, and slew seven of their brethren with the sling and with the sword, and smote off the arms of others, in order to defend thy flocks and thy servants? Behold, is it this that causeth thy marvelings? I say unto you, what is it that thy marvelings are so great? Behold, I am a man, and I am thy servant. Therefore, whatsoever thou desirest, which is right, that will I do. And when the king had heard these words, he marveled again, for he beheld that Ammon could discern his thoughts. But notwithstanding this, King Lamoni did open his mouth and said unto him, Who art thou? Art thou that great spirit which knows all things? Ammon answered and said unto him, I am not. And the king saith, How knowest thou the thoughts of my heart? Thou mayest speak boldly and tell me concerning these things, and also telling me by what power ye slew this, and smote off the arms of my brethren that scattered my flocks. And now if thou wilt tell me concerning these things whatsoever thou desirest, I will give unto thee. And if it were needed, I would guard thee with my armies. But I know that thou art more powerful than all they. Nevertheless, whatsoever thou desirest of me, I will grant it unto thee. Now, Ammon being wise, yet harmless, he saith unto Lamoni, Wilt thou hearken unto my words if I tell thee by what power I do these things? And this is the thing that I desire of thee. And this is a peculiar question, too. He's asking him, Wilt thou hearken unto my words if I tell thee by which power I do these things? He doesn't know what his words are going to be. And his answer is peculiar in this way. And the king answered him, Yea, I will believe all thy words. And thus he was caught with guile. But it was a transparent guile, wasn't it? Because this man could be trusted. And Ammon began to speak unto him with boldness and said unto him, Believest thou that there is a God? And he answered and said unto him, I do not know what that meaneth. And then Ammon saith, Believest thou that there is a great spirit? And he saith, Yea. And Ammon saith, This is God. And Ammon saith unto him again, Believest thou that this great spirit, which is God, created all things which are in heaven and in earth? And he saith, Yea, I believe that he created all things which are in the earth, but I do not know the heavens. And I guess I'd like to interject here. Our prayers also can and should contain a desire for our people that have to be there to live and say and do things in the way that would come out like Jesus said, that their light would so shine, even in that Holocaust, that men would see their good works and glorify their Father, which is in heaven. I ask you to pray for this, that this can reach and have a foothold among these Islamic people. And Ammon saith unto him, The heavens is a place where God dwells, and all his holy angels. And King Lamoni said, Is it above the earth? And Ammon saith, Yea. And he looketh down upon all the children of men, and he knows all the thoughts and intents of the heart, for by his hand were they all created from the beginning. And King Lamoni saith, I believe all these things which thou hast spoken. Art thou sent from God? Ammon saith unto him, I am a man, and man in the beginning was created after the image of God. And I am called by his Holy Spirit to teach these things unto this people, that they may be brought to a knowledge of that which is just and true. And a portion of that Spirit dwelleth in me, which giveth me knowledge, and also power according to my faith and desires which are in God. Now when Ammon had said these words, he began, To the creation of the world, and also to the creation of Adam, and told him all things concerning the fall of man, and rehearsed and laid before him the records and the holy scriptures of the people which had been spoken by the prophets, even down to the time that their father Lehi left Jerusalem. And he also rehearsed unto him, for it was unto the king and to his servants, All the journeyings of their fathers in the wilderness, and all their sufferings with hunger and thirst, Samuel and the sons of Ishmael, yea, all their rebellions did he relate unto them. And he expounded unto them all the records and the scriptures from the time that Lehi left Jerusalem down to the present time. But this is not all, for he expounded unto them the plan of redemption which was prepared from the foundation of the world. And he also made known unto them concerning the coming of Christ. And all the works of the Lord did he make known unto them. And it came to pass that after he had said all these things and expounded them to the king, that the king believed all his words. And he began to cry unto the Lord, saying, O Lord, have mercy, according to thy abundant mercy, which thou hast had upon the people of Nephi, have upon me and my people. And when he had said this, he fell into the earth as if he were dead. And I have had told me that God's Spirit doesn't work in this way. But sometimes as God's Spirit comes on you, it takes away your strength. And you're overwhelmed with its presence. And that's what happened to this man. Because there are other things here that I think relate to how this man's thinking was, even in his path of defending the things that he stood for. We talk about standing up for what we believe. Well, we are not allowed to be an aggressor and an antagonist and a militant. But it demands of us to defend our nation, our families, and our way of life. That's what we're asked to do. It has been given us of God. But he asked us to do it in his way. Now you can say to yourself, well, this wasn't the way. Regardless of how you think about that, think about this. In each situation, we are called upon to make our decisions. And each day, as you come to that day, you can't go back to yesterday and undo the things that happened that day, because that's gone. It's history. You have to go from where we are right now. And as you read history, you will find that God has used in many instances the method that we are seeing occur right now, whether we planned it or whether we didn't, whether we like it or whether we don't, to spread his word and to show that he is God. To show those who did not believe that he was really there. Let me go on. And it came to pass that his servants took him and carried him in unto his wife and laid him upon a bed. And he lay as if he were dead for the space of 2 days and two nights. And his wife and his sons and his daughters mourned over him, after the manner of the Lamanites, greatly lamenting his loss. And it came to pass that after 2 days and two nights, they were about to take his body and lay it in a sepulcher, which they had made for the purpose of burying their dead. Now the king, having heard of the fame of Ammon, or rather the queen, therefore she sent and desired that he should come in unto her. It came to pass that Ammon did as he was commanded, and went in unto the queen, and desired to know what she would that he should do. And she saith unto him, "The servants of my husband have made it known unto me that thou art a prophet of a holy God, and that thou hast power to do many mighty works in his name. Therefore, if this is a case, I would that ye should go in and see my husband, for he has been laid upon his bed for the space of 2 days and 2 nights. And some say that he is not dead, but others say that he is dead, and that he stinketh, and that he ought to be placed in a sepulchre. But as for myself, to me, he doth not stink." Now this was what Ammon desired, for he knew that King Lamoni was under the power of God. And he knew that the dark veil of unbelief being cast away from his mind, and the light which did light up his mind, which was the light of the glory of God, which was a marvelous light of his goodness. Yea, this light had infused such joy into his soul, the cloud of darkness having been dispelled, and that the light of everlasting light was lit up in his soul. Yet he knew that this had overcome his natural frame, and he was carried away in God. Therefore, what the queen desired of him was his only desire. Therefore, he went in to see the king according as the queen had desired him. And he saw the king, and he knew that he was not dead. And he saith unto the queen, "He is not dead, but he sleepeth in God, and on the morrow he shall rise again. Therefore, bury him not." And Ammon said unto her, "Believest thou this?" And she said unto him, "I have had no witness, save thy word, and the words of our servants. Nevertheless, I believe that it shall be according as thou hast said." And Ammon saith unto her, "Blessed art thou, because of thy exceeding faith. I say unto thee, woman, there has not been such great faith among all the people of the Nephites." And it came to pass that she watched over the bed of her husband from that time even until that time on the morrow, which Ammon had appointed that he should rise. And it came to pass that he arose, according to the words of Ammon, and as he rose, he stretched forth his hand unto the woman and said, "Blessed be the name of God, and blessed art thou. For as sure as thou livest, behold, I have seen my Redeemer, and he shall come forth and be born of a woman, and he shall redeem all mankind who believe on his name." And when he had said these words, his heart was swollen within him, and he sunk again with joy. And the queen also sank down, being overpowered by the Spirit. Now Ammon, seeing the Spirit of the Lord poured out according to whether or not they are going to believe. And there came a multitude, and to their astonishment they beheld the king and the queen and their servants prostrate upon the earth. And they all lay there as though they were dead. And they also saw Ammon, and behold, he was a Nephite. And now the people began to murmur among themselves, saying that it was a great evil that had come upon them and upon the king and his house, because he had suffered that the Nephite should remain in the land. But others rebuked them, saying, "The king hath brought this evil upon his house, because he slew his servants, who had had their flocks scattered by the waters of Sebus." And they were also rebuked by those men which had stood by the waters of Sebus, scattered the flocks which belonged to the king. For they were angry with Ammon because of the number which he had slain of their brethren at the waters of Sebus while defending the flocks of the king. Now one of them, whose brother had been slain with the sword of Ammon, being exceeding angry with Ammon, drew his sword and went forth, that he might let it fall upon Ammon to slay him. And as he lifted the sword to smite him, behold, he fell dead. Now we see, then Haman could not be slain, for the Lord had said unto Messiah his father, I will spare him, and it shall be unto him according to thy faith. Therefore, Messiah trusted him unto the Lord. You see, he was defenseless at the time. But his faith and the faith of his father in the ability and the willingness and the almighty power of God watched over him. And it came to pass when the multitude beheld that the man had fallen dead, who lifted the sword to slay Ammon, fear came upon them all, and they durst not put forth their hand to touch him, or any of those which had fallen. And they began to marvel again among themselves what could be the cause of this great power, or what all these things could mean. And it came to pass that there were many among them who said that Ammon was the Great Spirit, and others said he was sent by the Great Spirit. But others rebuked them, saying that he was a monster which has been sent from the Nephites to torture us. See, once again, even in the midst of all of these things, the hardness of heart, the confusion of mind, is there unless you have that faith to look to God and believe. And there were none which said that Ammon was sent by the Great Spirit to afflict them because of their iniquities, and that it was the Great Spirit that had always attended the Nephites who had ever delivered them out of their hands. And they said that it was this Great Spirit which had destroyed so many of their brethren, the Lamanites. And thus a contention began to be exceeding sharp among them. While they were thus contending, the woman servant, which had caused the multitude to be gathered together, came, and when she saw the contention which was among the multitude, she was exceeding sorrowful, even unto tears. It came to pass that she went and took the queen by the hand, that perhaps she might raise her from the ground. And as soon as she touched her hand, she arose and stood upon her feet and cried with a loud voice, saying, O blessed Jesus, who has saved me from an awful hell, O blessed God, have mercy upon this people. And when she had said this, she clapped her hands, being filled with joy, speaking many words which were not understood. And when she had done this, she took the king, Lamoni, by the hand, and behold, he arose and stood upon his feet. And immediately seeing the contention among his people, he went forth and began to rebuke them and to teach them the words which he had heard from the mouth of Ammon. And as many as heard his words believed and were converted unto the Lord. But there were many among them which would not hear his words. Therefore they went their way. And so see, there was the dividing among the people. It didn't mean they all were not in earshot, that they all didn't record the words, but they wouldn't listen to them. They turned a deaf ear. And so this is what we're seeing, and this is the dividing between us. It came to pass when Ammon arose, he also administered unto them, and also did all the servants of Lamoni, and they did all declare unto the people the selfsame thing, that their hearts had been changed, that they had no more desire to do evil. And behold, many did declare unto the people that they had seen angels and had conversed with them, and thus they had told them things of God and of his righteousness. And it came to pass that there were many that did believe in their words, and as many as did believe were baptized. And they became a righteous people, and they did establish a church among them. And thus the work of the Lord did commence among the Lamanites. Thus the Lord did begin to pour out his Spirit upon them. And we see that his arm is extended to all people who will repent and believe on his name. And it came to pass when they had established a church in the land, that King Lamoni desired that Ammon should go with him to the land of Nephi, that he might shew him unto his father. And it came to pass that the voice of the Lord came unto Ammon, saying, Thou shalt not go up to the land of Nephi, for behold, the king will seek thy life. But thou shalt go to the land of Madonai. For behold, thy brother Aaron, and also Muloch, and Ammah are in prison. That came to pass when Ammah had heard this, he saith unto Lamoni, Behold, my brother and brethren are in prison in Madonai. I go that I may deliver them. Now Lamoni saith unto Ammon, I know in the strength of the Lord thou canst do all things, but behold, I will go with thee to the land of Madonai, for the king of the land of Madonai, whose name is Haniamno, is a friend unto me. Therefore I go to the land of Madonai, that I may flatter the king of the land, and he will cast thy brethren out of prison. Now Lamoni saith unto him, Who told thee that thy brethren were in prison? And Ammon saith unto him, No one hath told me, save it be God. And he said unto me, Go and deliver thy brethren, for they are in prison in the land of Madonai. Now when Lamoni had heard this, he caused that his servants should make ready his horses and chariots, and saith unto Ammon, Come, I will go with thee down to the land of Madonai, and there I will plead with the king, that he will cast thy brethren out of prison. And it came to pass that Ammon and Lamoni were journeying thither, and that as Ammon and Lamoni were journeying thither, they met the father of Lamoni, who was king over all the land. And behold, the father of Lamoni saith unto him, Why did ye not come to the feast on that great day when I made a feast unto my sons and unto my people? And he also saith, Whither art thou going with this Nephite, which is one of the children of a liar? Now we see a comparison too of what we are facing, of a people who are believing and have believed. That the Lord Jesus Christ and the word about him was a lie. And this was fixed in this king's mind. It came to pass that Lamoni rehearsed unto him whither he was going, for he feared to offend him. And he also told him all the cause of his tarrying in his own kingdom, that he did not go unto his father to the feast which he had prepared. Now when Lamoni had rehearsed unto him all these things, behold, to his astonishment, his father was angry with him. And saith Lamoni, Thou art going to deliver these Nephites, which are sons of a liar? Behold, he robbed our fathers, and now his children are also come amongst us, that they may, by their cunning and their lyings, deceive us, that they again may rob us of our property. Now the father of Lamoni commanded him that he should slay Ammon with the sword. And he also commanded him that he should not go to the land of Madonai, but that he should return with him to the land of Ishmael. But Lamoni saith unto him, I will not slay Ammon, neither will I return to the land of Ishmael, but I go to the land of Madonai, that I may release the brethren of Ammon, for I know that they are just men and holy prophets of the true God. Now when his father heard these words, he was angry with him, and he drew his sword that he might smite him to the earth. But Ammon stood forth and saith unto him, Behold, Thou shalt not slay thy son. Nevertheless, it would be better that he should fall than thee. For behold, he hath repented of his sins. But if thou shouldst fall at this time in thine anger, thy soul could not be saved. And again, it is expedient that thou shouldst forbear. For if thou shouldst slay thy son, he being an innocent man, his blood would cry from the ground to the Lord his God for vengeance to come upon thee, and perhaps thou would lose thy soul. Now when Ammon had said these words unto him, he answered him, saying, I know that if I should slay my son, that I should shed innocent blood, for it is thou that hast sought to destroy him. And he stretched forth his hand to slay Ammon. But Ammon withstood his blows and also smote his arm, that he could not use it. Now when the king saw that Ammon could slay him, he began to plead with Ammon that he would spare his life. But Ammon raised his sword and said unto him, Behold, I will smite thee, except thou wilt grant unto me that my brethren be cast out of prison. Now the king, fearing that he should lose his life, said, If thou wilt spare me, I will grant thee whatsoever thou wilt ask, even to half of the kingdom. And when Ammon saw that he had wrought upon the old king according to his desires, he saith unto him, If thou wilt grant that my brethren may be cast out of prison, and also that Lamoni may retain his kingdom, and that ye be not displeased with him, but grant that he may do according to his own desires and whatsoever thing he thinketh, then will I spare thee, otherwise I will smite thee to the earth. Now you notice the difference in what Ammon asked here and what the king offered. Now when Ammon had said these words, the king began to rejoice because of his life. And when he saw that Ammon had no desire to destroy him, when he also saw the great love he had for his son Lamoni, he was astonished exceedingly and saith, Because this is all thou hast desired, that I would release thy brethren and suffer that my son Lamoni shall retain his kingdom, behold, I will grant unto you that my son may retain his kingdom from this time and forever, and I will govern him no more. And I will also grant unto thee that thy brethren may be cast out of prison, and that thou and thy brethren may come unto me in my kingdom, for I shall greatly desire to see thee. For the king was greatly astonished at the words which he had spoken, and also the words which had been spoken by his son Lamoni, for he was desirous to learn them. And then, of course, they went on into that land. This is a long story, I realize, that I have read to you. But this power of God is still there. And we are called upon sometimes to defend our way of life. People have said to me, well, that is only a religion. But brothers and sisters, this is a way of life. It's the way you live. It's the way you think. In our society here in these United States, we have been told that a man's private life and his public life when he is elected to public office, one will not affect the other. But you also realize that the Lord has said that you cannot get sweet water from a bitter spring, and you cannot get bitter water from a sweet spring. You cannot pick bitter fruit from a tame tree. You cannot pick sweet fruit from a wild, bitter tree. Of course, these are not the same words you find in the scriptures, but look up what I'm talking about. Prove them. The thing I wish to say to you is, this man, in all of his circumstances, facing whatever conditions that he found himself facing, maintained his faith in God, maintained his hold on the things that were important in his life. Not power, not influence. Only to influence men to believe in and follow the commandments of God. This is the thing we're reading here in this story. This is the thing we need to realize and believe in the teachings of Christ. Because this Jesus Christ that we have believed in is not an imaginary being. He is someone that is really there. And when he asks us to do the things that he says, if you love me, keep my commandments, this is the thing he's asking us to do. I hope the Lord will cause that power of this Holy Ghost to touch your hearts with these things, that you may believe, that you may be strong in that true faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and in the determination not to aggressively push it on others, but to show them that they cannot take it from you, to defend your belief, to defend our country. But in the defending of that country, we have to be careful that the same thing doesn't happen that happened in Vietnam. And when I say that, I'm telling you things that I heard from a man that I work with, whose father was a civil servant of our government in Vietnam. And the thing that happened there that was such a disaster to us, it's almost never being talked about, was that the prostitution and the drug traffic and many other things that were there that were carried on by the ones who ruled the country earlier, when we got there, all of these things still went on, but they were transferred to the representatives of this United States. And they got the money from it then. It was a disaster. God cannot let. And so the people says, what's changed? You can put all the leaflets out in the world, but they couldn't read them, but they saw what was happening. So brothers and sisters, another thing I ask you to pray for, that our people, for instance, in Iraq and wherever else we send them, will not behave that way. That they will embrace the true things of God and the moral standards that are needed so that the people of the world can see that Christians are truly Christians, that their honesty is really there. This is something we is vital to what we're trying to do. I'm not accusing any of you of not being honest or anything like that. Not at all. But even the representatives of this United States needs to do that in order for others to see what's right. This representative that went to the people of that land showed them what he believed by the things that he did. May God bless you all, and I'm sorry I took so long. Take care.